All right, the podcast is back.
Oh, we're back?
Okay, podcast is going. You're taking your jacket off.
It's a sweatshirt.
Welcome back. This is episode 4.
Core 4.
What?
Core 4. It's like a horror movie term.
It's episode 4. We've been listening to the reviews. I heard the same review a few times today. People are saying, why is it only on Patreon? I want to listen to it at 1.5 speed. And yeah, we hear you. We're not going to change it. But it is heard. Anyway.
Who said that? What?
This guy Tim, and then my friend Cam. You know Tim.
Is that... Yeah, so they want to listen to it faster.
A lot of people want to listen to it faster.
They really want to get through it quick, don't they?
You just don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you can just not listen to it.
It's an hour long. I feel like part of the great appeal of the podcast is the deliberate way that we go about speaking. You know? And I feel like you don't want to fast forward through that.
What is it going to be like? No dead air. Like, oh, man.
We have a lot of dead air, dude. Yeah, I don't cut anything like that.
Yeah, no, you keep that all in.
It gives a sense of authenticity. It gives a sense of authenticity, even though, like, we do, like, cut, like,
all right, here's
60%.
A lot gets cut.
Yeah.
Big Mac. Yeah, I feel like we're getting pretty good at it, right? The last one was pretty good.
I listened to it on my way over here. I thought it was good. Yeah. It's good to be back, though, gentlemen. I'm happy.
Oh yeah, Matt's back.
I'm back. I'm not Sophie, who has gone through several changes.
Yeah. Sophie has held hostage on the pod. It sounded.
I think Sophie did a great job.
She did a great job.
No, she did. She really springboarded a lot of conversations.
Good job, Sophie.
Yeah. Shout out, Sophie.
She's helping us out.
Man, wait, you have anything? What's going on with you?
What's
the point
today.
Of this? Why are we doing this again?
We're doing this, you know, because it's fun.
Yeah.
I do have a good time when we do this.
Fun. I'm having a good time.
Are you not having fun, bro? Is this guy not having fun?
I'm having fun, dude.
Anyway, don't look like it. Anyway, so I did so much today. I woke up at like 12.
Pretty good.
Pretty great. Got a good schedule going on. No, I went to Rockefeller Center.
Let's go.
To the Rockefeller Concourse and Rockefeller Center in the messenger area because I had to pick up a package.
Yeah.
And, okay, so I'm walking into there. You got to go through a bunch. I had to go, like, downstairs twice, a bunch of weird hallways. And I get to this one spot where there's little fucking dudes at, and I can only see the back of them. But I can see his computer screen open, and he's on Instagram just looking at the fucking thotties, just like big titted Instagram women, and he's just scrolling through them on his computer. And I just let him do his shit for it, because I was like, there's no way, dude. He's like, I thought, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe there's one popping up, and he's just on the explore.
Yeah, his algorithm's just a little bit demented. Yeah.
Like, I was just like, I'm not gonna, because that's weird.
He was horny scrolling.
He was horny scrolling, but on his laptop.
So fire.
Which was hilarious.
Scrolling on his laptop.
Yeah, so
that's a different level.
I fucking snuck. I don't care. I snuck up behind him because he's in his little cubby, and there's a window, and I just started sidewalking to the window, and then just slowly went like, hey, how's it going, man? And then he fucking like spazzed out really bad, and then looked at his computer, looked at me again. And then, like, clicked out of it as quick as possible. And then what I didn't realize, which I also felt bad about, and I do feel bad about, this was, like, a non-functioning autistic guy.
God damn it.
Okay.
I don't know why.
How could you tell, though?
He was not functioning. Yeah, he was.
He seemed like he was. He seemed like he was functioning pretty well. I mean, he was scrolling.
At fucking like
he's using complex technology.
He's looking at close to porn in the middle of the day at work, so not realizing that people are walking up to his window.
What were you doing there?
I was picking up a package for some clay stuff.
What is it?
Oh, well, I don't want to say because I'm gonna jinx it if it doesn't get used.
Oh, is it the?
Yeah.
It's considered a jinx if you say it on the pod.
Yeah, I'm not telling any. Well, that was my thing. Is I'm not gonna tell.
Oh, it's that thing.
Yeah, anyone.
I wish you the best
out there. Congrats until it's actually a thing. But I was picking up a package, and it was from a corporation, whatever. But this guy, dude, not functioning. How could I tell he was not functioning? He was not able to make words happen, because he was severely embarrassed. He was horny embarrassed, bro. You know, I basically, from a mom's perspective, just caught her son jerking off.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to do the makeup convo where they're like, whoa, hey, how's it going? Going well? Cool? Cool? And I was like, oh, shit, dude. And anyways, I was like, you guys will have a package for me. It'll be from so-and-so's name. And then literally interrupts me. He's like, okay, I'll look that up right now. And he just looks it up and goes, I have her on file, but I don't know if she doesn't have a package here. And I was just like, I know. She's the sender. I'm supposed to be getting it. Can I give you my name so I can pick it up? And he was like, what company is it for? Because we only deal with it. And I was like, holy shit, bro. Can you take
He's trying to get you away from
him
this quickly.
He's trying to get me the fuck away.
He's
yeah.
like, this guy knows all of my secrets.
And
now.
I was staring. I'm just like, dude, I can just give you my name and you can look up if it's here for me or not. And he's like, well, I just need to know if I don't think we'd have it. what company was it? Dude, this guy literally asked me, I don't think we have it. What company is it for? Do we have it? I don't think we have it. There's no way we would have it. And I was like, holy shit, dude. I'm about to, like, kind of get angry and be like, can we get someone else to do this?
Yeah, I was like, a little out of sorts at this moment.
Yeah, I was like, can we just, is there someone else we can have do this? And he was like, And right as that, like, that point of him being, like, confused, when I was being like, can we get someone else? Some guy, big dog, me came from behind and was just like, what's going on here? Because I was like, I don't know what's going on here. You tell me, I'm trying to pick up a package. And he goes, I don't think we have it here. Leave
big,
him be.
Big,
you got
big dog said that?
Big dog said that to me. And I was like, what, dude? You definitely, what are you talking about?
You haven't even checked.
Yeah, I was like, can I give you my name? He's like, I don't know how we would do that. What? I don't think we would have it. And I was just like, what the fuck? So yeah, I was like, I'm just going to go this way.
Yeah.
And so I just started walking away from it. And I was like, Jesus Christ, bro.
You stumbled upon a conspiracy, dude.
I stumbled upon a conspiracy. No, I stumbled upon this guy thinking I was
like that's
about to get heated at the non-functioning dude in the window.
Oh.
And I think he was trying to like protect his boy. But his boy was fucking looking at
porn,
chilling. Yeah. Doing nothing, and then
I'm so tired of people complaining about not being able to get a job, dude. I'm on that tip right now. Like,
yeah, if
that
this guy got
that
the job.
that guy figured it out. What the fuck are you complaining
this guy's
about?
Main,
I mean,
if
he is who he says he is, I think it sounds like this guy's mom figured it out.
You don't
his
know
mom
that.
Figured
nah,
it
man.
Out,
but
you know, dude. Someone, his
you, you wish it.
Him.
You don't even know. Any, you don't know anything about his family situation.
I don't. But we don't know if
that
he
man
was
walked
actually,
in there
that
and said, "Y'all got a laptop? I'll work."
But that guy could have just been porn brain, dude. Like
he
that
was
guy could have just
brain.
Been porn brain.
He might not,
sure.
Yeah,
which is in its own sense a level of mental inhibition.
Yeah.
Being porn brain.
I think it was the mixture.
You guys watching porn? Are you guys watching porn right now?
It was him.
No, I haven't watched it in a month and a half.
Pretty good.
Looking at porn's pretty rad, actually.
You're still watching porn?
Yeah, of course I'll watch porn.
Fine. Yeah, I'm not on porn right now.
Oh, you've been off it?
Dude, wanna hear these numbers?
What are the SR? Let's see the numbers.
Since July.
Since July, you've been off the hizzle?
Porn list.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Isn't it incredible?
And you don't watch Instagram Reels.
I don't watch Instagram Reels. Dude. I don't watch porn, dude. I'm as close to pure as you're going to find in this damn city.
And you're still lame. So how does that work out, though? And
I think I'm lame. Yeah. Are we going to do Reels?
Fuck, dude.
We're going to do Reels. If you do Reels, then you might as well watch porn.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much, I mean.
It's very similar.
I'm more addicted to watching Reels than I could ever be watching porn.
It's the sensation of, like, the instant gratification.
Yeah.
And also kind of, like, the mystery of not knowing what you're going to get.
Yeah. You can get over porn in, like, 15 minutes.
No,
Instagram Reels can take a lifetime.
I would say
like.
That.
I
don't know.
I
don't know.
It affects your sexual attraction, too, right?
Not if you watch everything.
that's true.
You call that broadening your horizons?
Yeah, dude. Just plan it. You know, be like, I'm gonna jerk off like four times this week.
Four times.
Yeah, I gotta mix it
got
up.
A little calendar.
Yeah. Be like, all right, BBW's on Tuesday. I'll do that. And then, you know, you switch up, be like, you like scene girls.
Scene? What's a scene girl?
Like a landlord?
No, you don't know what a fucking scene girl is, bro? It's like,
no,
dude,
I don't
want to. It's like an e-girl.
What's the difference?
Oh, okay.
There's really no difference, except a little bit more, like, darker would be a scene girl versus an e-girl.
Like gothier?
Yeah, gothier. Sort of like a new age goth.
Who's they're the one? Who's wearing the ears?
That's, so think of like Grimes. Grimes reminds me of like a fucking.
It's a scene girl.
That's a scene.
Not
girl.
An e-girl.
Kind She's of not an e-girl. Like, she's weirder than an e. Like yeah. Scene girls are usually weirder than e-girls.
Scene girls are usually weirder than e-girls.
Yeah. What else is on? What else? Because it's the fourth. So that's two. So
there's only two.
Four. Let me think. All porn titles and genres are mad offensive. I feel like when you say them. Out loud, especially into a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, like, the most
I feel
popular
like
one.
Yeah.
The most popular one we know is, like, the
stepsister,
stepbrother.
Stepsister, stepbrother.
That one doesn't work if to me, because if you don't have any step siblings, because your parents are happily married and you're not in that situation.
But that's why 50% of Americans are divorced.
So they can watch porn?
No, I'm just saying that there's a reason why those thumbnails and why those
scenes
exist.
We talked about
this
on the pod before, and I cut it actually last time.
You cut it, so you're gonna leave it in there.
We're probably gonna cut.
Well,
people don't like porn talk.
We're probably gonna cut probably this whole intro. All right, welcome to the podcast.
Yo, what's going on?
Welcome back.
Hey, I'm back, baby.
Episode 4. We did it again.
Yeah. Did it.
I want to thank Sophie for coming on last episode. That was awesome.
Great job.
What's going on in the news? What's going on in the news? People have been saying we're an aimless podcast. We're not tech savvy. The volume is not great. We're not editing it correctly. And to that, I would say we're figuring it out. We're not exactly sure what it is. What's going on in the news? What's going on in the news?
We're like Accutane. It's only going to get worse before it gets better.
There you go. Matt's got jokes. Matt's got jokes.
We got jokes.
We got jokes. Hey, I'm back, everybody. I'm back.
Matt's
cheers.
Back.
Cheers.
Matt's back
cheers.
On the
cheers.
Podcast.
We're back on the podcast. Cheers. Hey, cheers, me, Fraser. Or you got an empty brouhaha.
Cheers.
But yeah, I'm back. Nothing really. Well, I heard a fun little thing about the election, the Nevada primary, Republican Nevada primary. I heard Nikki Haley got less votes. Then the write-in candidate, none of these, please.
She texted me. I got a text from Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley?
Yeah. Why? How'd you get on that email?
I don't know. How'd you get on that?
They said, John, have you checked this out? I said, name's not John, but thank you for the inquiry.
Did you check it out?
No. I said, I can't read. Send me pictures. Nothing. Nothing.
Follow it up with, what do you look like?
What does she look like?
Nikki Haley. She used to be pretty before.
Ooh.
You. Yeah. She,
okay.
We went
yeah.
there.
Okay.
Yeah, she
okay.
used to be pretty.
You'll we're never make it in this industry, darling.
In the politics been, industry, yeah. You know, where with such babes like Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi.
You're washed up, darling.
Marjorie Taylor
Nikki
Soccer
Haley, if this
Green.
Makes it to your desk, you're washed up. You'll
I
never
think
make it.
You can tempt yourself and see how many years you'd go back on Nancy Pelosi before you'd be like, I'd follow this woman around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like
you think she was hot back in the day,
dude. Catch me at a 48-year-old Nancy Pelosi.
Done.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll follow her. What she want me to do? Yeah.
Paul Pelosi thought the same thing.
Paul Pelosi.
Shout out Paul Pelosi.
My man. There's nothing like
I call
being
him Paul.
Closet Paul. Gay in San Francisco, bro, which is insane.
What'd you say?
How can you be? Oh man, do we believe the conspiracy that dude was a gay prostitute, or do we believe?
This is
that
Nancy
he was
Pelosi's
just like
husband, right?
Fucked him up with a hammer.
Nancy Pelosi's husband.
What was he doing with that guy? Let's get into it.
There is some alleged story during Paul Pelosi's DUI that there was a young gentleman who was considerably younger than he was.
Here we go.
That was in the front seat with him during his DUI that the dash cam figured out. They have said I believe it was a staffer who did that, who was there with him. But, you know, then there's this video, the body cam footage of him with the dude that smacked him with the hammer.
Got him with that fucking hammer.
He got him. Blamed he got him. Like, it, he was blamer. Holding, Paul Pelosi was shirtless in his boxers holding this dude's hand.
In sleepwear.
In sleepwear, yes. And then they were like, hey, step away from him. And then that's when the dude
got him.
Went, saw
wing.
Yeah. Got his ass.
Either way, he's an insider trader and a fucking.
Yeah, he's a he's not a good guy.
Non-favorable man. Like,
we
don't
do
like
wish him
man.
We do wish him a speedy recovery because no one wishes ill upon those
Wait,
people.
Still,
I don't want
still,
him to get hurt,
is he still
but.
Down?
Well, I mean, like, when you get hit in the head, and, like, he was put in, he was in this ICU for, like, 3 weeks.
Did you see him get smacked with that hammer?
Dude, he is, like,
it's watch the video. Of course, there's fucking police cam footage,
yeah,
and they got
cam.
It perfectly, too.
It was, it was so, it was a
cut.
Red, yeah.
Dude, it was, like, literally, like, almost could be, like, movie quality of body cam footage.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't
perfect.
Grainy at all.
Not grainy. Perfect lighting of, like, the weird iridescent flashlights just perfectly on both of them. It, like, spotlights. And then he just dropped the hammer.
it was so... And you could see the glisten of the hammer
yeah.
in the back.
Drop
you
the
could
hammer.
Just see the glisten. It was like... And
oh.
you just hear... Then you just hear the... Like the
oh,
metallic clung
yeah.
like
clung.
On his skull.
Yeah.
It's
than a
really
ding.
Fucked up.
It's straight metal to bone. You hear,
yeah.
and there's some force behind it too.
So the conspiracy
He'll
was that was like
the
his. The conspiracy was that he was like this was a prostitute or a man of the night, as they would say. And
I think they say sex worker now. Actually.
Yeah. Again with this, if we're talking, oh my
or
god,
or the more PC
bro.
Term,
a whore. I think that.
Yeah, can you say a whore?
I believe that
yeah,
Paul Pelosi. Yeah, you can definitely say it. I believe
you
Paul.
Get into hot water when you interrupt people and say bad things while you interrupt because then you
yeah.
can't then you can't cut it out.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
That
make a good point. Just like, no.
Whore. No, I think Paul. I think Paul Pelosi. I think he definitely has like his. I think he definitely has like what we would call what some would call his vices. Or his extracurriculars, but when it came to that specific guy, I don't think he was doing anything. I think that he was doing his best to try to dissipate and like de-escalate the situation. And then as soon as the guy saw the police officers and they saw them like drawing their weapons or drawing like their taser, he just wound up and just let it go.
Ladies, if your man is dissipating a homeless man with a hammer in his boxers, that is not your man, honey.
Yeah. But that is not your man. But Cult Magazine would like to extend our well wishes and our condolences to Paul Pelosi. We hope you are okay.
Wait, your team, dude.
I hope that he's okay. I don't want someone to get hurt
from a random act of violence. I'd rather his house be like
let him go.
Fire. He has to like watch all his like memories and everything he's built himself up to be.
Yeah,
he probably did feel that when he got hit with the hammer.
He was hammered though, bro. If you're hammered, you're just like whatever.
Let's go.
Hit me in the head with the hammer.
You just go night night. You just go night night.
Yeah, he was fucking shit canned. So you're just like he drinks. A substantial amount, like
well,
that's
yeah,
what he's
DUI.
Known for doing. Yeah, he just
so he's wasted. He was
hammered.
Wasted too.
He was hammered. Yeah,
yeah, he could barely stand.
That's awesome. Yeah, so
dude, you know he was. Well, who knows? Who knows?
See that?
No, Paul
but
Pelosi's a solo
drunk,
drinker.
Bro. Yeah,
yeah, Paul Pelosi's a solo drinker. Like,
that's
there's
awesome.
A reason why Nancy doesn't show up with him like
yeah.
half the time. Like
San Francisco, right?
San Francisco, yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah, he's just wandering those streets like on Harvey Milk Drive, just going like, "Let's go."
Going, let's
go.
I hope.
Like,
so.
Who is that saying? Let's go. Over there? Let's go.
Is that the fucking guy who just insider
dude, that's,
trading?
Okay,
fuck.
Someone gave me a staffer role on Biden's campaign because that's all you gotta do, dude. All you gotta do is say, "Let's go." You want to, dude? Because it's over.
Trump already owns it, bro. Let's go, Brandon. We'll never.
It's true.
Let's go, Brandon. They'd just be like, he's ripping off. Fucking
he's
Trumpster over
that's
there.
That's ours.
That's ours, bro. Let's go, bro.
You guys see the video of Trump signing the tractor?
Yeah, dude.
So
he's got
fire,
a phenomenal
dude.
Hand style.
Yeah,
his signature is amazing.
Yeah.
And you're going to say Trump ain't from New York with a hand style like that,
come
bro.
On,
Trump's
no.
a real New Yorker.
Tagger, dude. He's
dude,
a tagger.
Trump's tag is, yeah, the illest. I've already seen that joke be made so many times. It's like, Trump's hand style is 90% better than every fucking toy writer out there.
Damn. Yeah.
And truthfully, he's got a good hand style.
He's got hand style?
Yeah.
And his shit quick, too.
But his and his shit quick.
But I wish that he would debate. I just wish that he would go. He would have gone up on that debate stage and actually done something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everyone would get to know that, like, yeah, Biden's lost, like, 17 more steps. But Trump's lost about 5 or 6.
I don't know, man.
No, dude, it's bad. You think it's really bad. No, he talked for 5 straight minutes on his anniversary of January 6th. Thing. He was on January 6th, and he was just saying absolute gibberish for like 5 straight minutes about like how he beat Obama in 2016. Hillary Clinton was a shitty Secretary of State. Like, he got his years all screwed up. And then he was just going like, and they have. It's just so terrible. Yeah. Like, it's he's trailing off. And
I
like,
think we, go ahead.
I just think that, like, when it comes, like, there's two forms of dementia that we're going up against right now. Mm. Joe Biden cannot say sentences. Yeah. He cannot say complete sentences. Donald Trump can mostly talk in complete sentences, but he thinks he's a god king. Like, mm-hmm. He just thinks, which, by the way, shout out appellate court of federal appellate court, he is absolutely not allowed to call himself a god king. No absolute immunity.
Damn.
Yeah.
All I know is it's a bunch of old guys trying to do stuff right now, and that's not cool, guys.
That's not cool. That's not why people...
Everybody don't vote. Because if nobody votes and somehow these guys win by like 85 million votes, we're gonna be like, okay, well, it's rigged.
Yeah.
We got you. We figured it out.
It's like, where did they get these?
If we all agree, except for like we actually get 30,000 real votes, and they're just like, well, 53 million people voted for Joseph Biden, and then we'd be like, all right, that's not real.
Yeah,
that's not true.
It's all fake, dude.
You already knew it was rigged.
It's all rigged.
What do you mean, like, rigged?
Voting's always been rigged.
Yes, it's always been rigged, but, like, do you think, like, the actual counting of the votes is rigged?
100%. It's always been. It's all rigged. It's all who wants to control, and it used to be a counterbalance. But now, as things get more complex, it's not the counterbalance doesn't really matter.
I think it comes down to the fact that I believe that we... as Americans have completely, whether it's subconsciously or consciously, I think it's consciously more so, but we just haven't verbalized it. We have given up on the idea of the American experiment. I think we've actually just straight up said, nope, doesn't work. It isn't going to happen. And we're just going toward this nihilistic thing where it just doesn't matter anymore. And it's sad. It's sad because we had a good run of like 35 years where we actually had some degree of moral high ground.
We need
mark the year where the moral high ground was.
I would say 19. I'm saying like very relatively here.
Just say
1944 to 1981.
No fucking chance, dude. Moral high ground. You can't have a moral high ground. Like, the country is built on slavery. Maybe that's like a easy point to make, but like, it's been evil from the jump, and
it's
been shitty forever. I don't think there's ever been like a,
not even when we went up against the Nazis, not even that.
You don't think Nazis are bad, Jake?
I think Nazis are
complicated. You already hear from Nazi supporter Jake Hargrove.
I think Nazis are complicated.
Nazis are complicated individuals, and they each have their own lives, and they, you know.
And they all said, this sounds really fucking cool, and then they just did it like what they have, whatever the hell they wanted.
You know,
and they all signed on to some fucking lunatic.
They were just doing what they were told to do, man.
He was a lunatic. Come on. The dude was a meth
head. Oh, Hitler?
Yeah, young Hitler. He was a fucking meth head.
We do not endorse Hitler.
We do not.
I feel like I'm coming from like a Jesus perspective, and I love everyone.
That sounds more like a Kanye perspective.
That is what he said.
Oh, I love
everyone. And I think love and redemption is probably the two biggest things you can teach in life.
I think America's been bad since the beginning. I think that's, you can feel it.
Where does America rank to Brazil?
3.
On how bad? Like, let's say,
7.
I think America and Brazil are pretty identical.
America's
American.
One's just in South America.
Yeah, I think I think we basically are Brazil.
I think we're just basically the British Empire. We're just imported. Yeah. That's basically what we are. But I'm talking about what I said about moral high ground. I was just being like, incredibly. Like, at least we had something to unite against. Like, we had something to unite against. There was something there. We don't have that anymore because we're just so blatant and obvious about it. We're so we are more blatant about it than we've ever been because there's more information available and people are like, wow, this is fucked up. And our government's like, yeah, cool. Yeah, still, you're going to vote for us.
It's going to be the same. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just it's more honest, but it's always been the same. It was never.
Man, shit don't change, bro. That's what I say.
Shit don't change. Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know. I think I have a hard time imagining it as anything other than the same as it always was. It's, I think, like,
same as it ever
was. World War II onward is the period of decline, and you could extend it beyond that, too. I mean, it's been kind of a barbarous nation, since its creation, and yeah, perhaps there are periods of legitimate
unity.
Dog, why don't you leave, dog? Get out. If you don't like it here, don't stay. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, it's complicated to leave. But also, like, yeah, I don't know. That's something you have to kind of face as well. Is like, well, if I leave, like, what's is that better for the world, or like, am I gonna make a difference? No, I could never make a difference, no matter how much I do or make or even like take part in common society. Like, the thing is heading down to the shithole.
Spoken like a true artist, right there.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I don't know. What do? I just bitch and complain and make a podcast. I'm not yeah, like that's here, like helping anyone.
It's like in the Simpsons episode Bart Hood.
I'm Lisa Bart, yeah.
Confronts Bart on the half pipe, and she goes, "You know what? I'm glad you're an artist because you have the artist's true." It's like she says, "Like you have an artist's true being or whatever, a miserable life, yeah. And that's what you deserve." Yeah. Jake, you're just a misunderstood Bart Simpson, bro. And I think
no, dude, I'm not Bart Simpson.
You're Bart Simpson. If I've ever met him.
Just fucking tired.
This is Bart Simpson over here coming to you live.
What are you tired about, Jake?
What are you tired about?
Sleepy,
exhausted,
bro.
Dude.
He's exhausted. All this emotional.
No,
drama.
Are you like emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted, or is it some combination of the two?
So welcome back to the podcast.
No, I'm serious. Come on.
What? No, I don't know.
See, this is why the Joe Rogan sauna bullshit, as he says, dates, it doesn't work for everyone. No one can, you know. I also think Jake's back on weed right now, so I think he's trying to get into a full Joe Rogan.
Are you guys
like,
trying to intervene me on the pod?
This is an intervention for Jake because he's been taking too many steps from Joe Rogan, and now I think he's getting depressed. I don't know if he can do this all carnivore diet. He's been waking up at 4 a.m., recently, been thinking about Taylor Swift a lot.
I was in the sauna earlier, and everyone
been in the sauna.
I was in the sauna earlier today. It was the only time that I had a reprieve from the illness of living in the United States.
He thinks he's Joe Rogan. I just, you know,
no, dude, Joe Rogan loves the United States.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan, dude, when you have a
he's
a patriot. You need to be more like a New England fuck then, because even though he's been in L.A., he still sounds like a Boston, Massachusetts guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not from direct Boston, but he's just like, yeah, life's been great. All you got to do is fucking take a bunch of GHB.
That's what I'm saying. I think like I might be low iron or something. I need like more supplements.
Are you anemic?
I don't think I'm anemic.
But like, I'm only asking because, like, if you're, like, are you tired, like, spiritually? I find myself being very tired spiritually recently.
I think we're going to cut this part until Jake can wake up, bro.
What?
Jake, all right,
one, two, three. Whoa. Okay.
Oh, whoa. Gotcha. Whoa,
back.
He's back.
Welcome back
he's
to back. The podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Had to spook some sense into this man.
Spooks America.
Yeah, you want another beer?
Yeah.
I'll get another beer.
Yeah, get some more beer.
So we're gonna talk about.
Let me round that out a little bit. I think.
So I'll play your therapist in this. You gotta face me.
Shut your mouth. Because
you're not facing
second.
Me. So these are made up issues over here.
I think, from a artistic perspective, the only thing that's ever given me any energy. Let me have that one down. Is the belief that Inquisitor, the belief that what is under my feet is vile, and everything that everyone does is in reaction to the vileness that is below them, that doesn't mean that there isn't beauty above the ground, but it does mean that everyone is aware on a certain level that there is something completely evil that we're all standing upon. I don't think like, I think anyone that can fully endorse the land that they're standing on and take part in it in a productive manner, sometimes really only think that you can do so through an act of willful ignorance. That's fine. Like, more power to you. But
power to the people.
The only thing that's like, I don't know, the only thing that's ever felt true to me is that point. That I don't know, there's fucking the shit's oozing, you know? It's dark oil bubbling beneath our feet. It's a completely evil land full of evil folk. Evil heritage has done nothing but wreak havoc and pain upon the world. I mean, why else do we spend, like, trillions of dollars on, like, the military every single year and cut budgets from schools? It's, like, because we know it. We have it coming, dude. Because
we're at
We know that the global perspective on the United States is that we're evil. And that, like, as soon as we put our guard down, like, someone's going to fucking bomb us. And it's because we deserve it. Like, you can't look at like just like the yearly budgets and think anything else other than like we are the most evil country in the world and everyone hates us.
No, we are.
We will be destroyed as soon as we slip up.
We are the most evil country in the world, but I take the dread, the national existential dread that you feel, and I don't know. I kind of go take it a little bit even further to the abstract, even outside of our national identity. Like, I was feeling like this because, like, I've had a few good wins recently and I felt good about them and I feel nice about them, but when it comes to writing and like having a few things out there, but I look at myself and I go, am I just chasing that like initial elation for like, oh, like we liked your shit, here it is, we're gonna put your shit out there, and like that's initial elation, and then there's this like this drop off of just feeling nothing but sadness and kind of like degradation, because I feel like there's, to me, when I'm creating something similar to how you, I look at myself and I go, I'm just like camping out at the edge of nothing. I'm just camping out at the edge of nothing, and the best thing that I can do is laugh at it. That's sure, the best thing that I can do. And so, and sometimes like that kind of sustains me, and other times I feel like I wish I had a little bit more self delusion. I had a little bit more less self awareness to be able to feel good about what I was doing out there, because I was tricked. And I think most people who want to do what I guess Jake and I want to do is, in terms of writing shit, is that we were tricked into the idea that there is an opportunity and a possible chance that we can make a commodity out of what we create and it can resonate with people. But at the end of the day, that's all based on luck, and that provides a very cynical outlook, or it leads itself to a very cynical outlook. So I can agree with you that, yeah, like our heritage is evil, but what else are we going to do besides try to make it as good as we can our own world?
Yeah, I think the move is probably like just count your fucking macros. Like, like smooth brain it. Like, take some fucking whatever
Some Prozac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take that.
Don't take any SSRIs. Don't do that.
Don't do it, dude.
Don't do you that do to yourself.
Which
Come
ones?
On.
Which ones?
Come
so
on,
I can
talk.
Don't
tap out. Don't
tap
out.
Tap out on us,
if
yo.
If you're listening to this podcast,
throw
don't
them,
tap out. Pussy.
Throw them scripts
no,
away,
no, wait,
bro.
Wait,
you don't
which...
need those antipsychotics. You don't need them.
Throw that shit away.
Give
throw
me your dog.
Away.
Who cares?
give it to your dog.
DM us on Instagram. We'll give you a job.
Yeah. Be the real you. How yeah. about that?
Yeah.
Be who you want to be.
Your doctor, dude, don't trust
be
him.
Be what the voices in
don't
your head tell you
be,
to
be. Be the real you, and then be our reels guy.
Yeah, and make Instagram reels for
make
us.
Instagram reels, dude.
Because I love watching them, but I don't know
how to... I love
watching. Can you imagine a
I
dude...
I love those reels, baby.
I love... Yo, keep them reels
keep
coming,
them
baby.
Reels coming, baby.
I'll be up to 4 or 5 in the morning.
About
it.
Ooh! I'm up to 4 or 5 in the morning watching reels.
I'm just watching them, mouth agape, watching them. I love them.
I ain't text my parents back. It seems exhausting, but I just watch 7 hours of reels.
I would not text
Eyes
my parents
wild.
Back if I'm in the middle of a reel hunt.
Hell no. I wouldn't do a damn thing in the middle of a reel.
Dog, I got on the pirate gram today. You ain't even ready for
What's
that.
What's
up? It's what? Just fucking video footage from cell phones of like people on boats just like shooting at each other and shit.
That's awesome.
I
like,
got on,
like,
yo,
who
that's
things?
What reels can bring you. It can bring you to showing you the truth of
the truth.
Real pirates.
Real shit.
Like the
I love watching real pirates.
Yeah,
real
like Houthi Chalamet.
That shit. Yo, shouts out Tim. Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard about this dude?
The Houthi Chalamet?
I know, Timothy.
This dude is kind of like the Houthi Yemeni version of Timothy Chalamet.
He's hot.
And he's incredibly attractive.
Hot? He's very
He's
hot.
Incredibly attractive, and he's going like free Palestine, but then he said like some really anti-Semitic shit, and then you just
I
see
mean,
him with like an RPG just going,
hot.
Ka-choom, like from like a canoe or something.
A canoe.
He's so handsome.
That's my boy.
He's so handsome.
Give
he's probably
pass.
He's probably dead. He's probably dead.
That's my boy.
He's kind of cool, actually.
I mean, like,
he's the new Baby Gronk.
Baby Gronk.
He's the new Hasbulla.
God,
dude.
What's up with Hasbulla, man?
Dude, he doesn't talk to women. He refuses to speak to women.
What do you mean?
He's
That's
incredibly
fine,
he's a fundamentalist Muslim.
Oh, man.
He's a fundamentalist Muslim. So like he's out like
God.
With hanging out with all the boys and all the Instagram thing. Yeah. If you look at his Instagram, there's almost no women.
He probably has
him.
More fun than anyone else on there.
He shout out to Hasbulla. You want to get on?
Sure. He fully like
he
probably shouldn't have made it past being.
No, like
yeah,
it's something
yeah,
tells
someone
me
would, like a dog would eat him.
Now
in like a normal
now he's friends with now he's friends with Dana White. Dude.
Yeah, and he used to run with Khabib, the
Khabib
Nurmagomedov, the
yeah.
UFC fighter. Like that dude was like his boy.
Yeah, the boring fighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Khabib bored him, bro.
Yeah,
bored that guy.
Khabib's a man.
Khabib is the greatest.
He's a fucking shit. Someone had to throw that Irish guy down a peg. Big time.
Yeah, that dude was like, I like Conor McGregor just because of what he does, but he's such a little bitch.
He's a bitch.
Bro. He's such a little bitch.
He's like a little like, oh man, he's such a shithead, and he's just always coked up. Like
he is always.
You can be, really funny, maybe on coke, like once every 3 months.
Yeah.
But to keep just going back to the well. You become very fucking cringe and unwelcoming very quickly.
There's a video of him beating the shit out of an old man that refused a shot of his liquor.
Yeah,
he's like, you're not going to have my proper 12, huh?
Those,
you're not going to have me proper 12?
Yeah.
And the guy was
he
like, no, I don't want to have your proper 12.
Yeah,
I'm going home.
Yeah.
And then Connor just punches him in the back of the head.
He fucking ate it, though.
He, like, and he was like,
he
what?
Didn't give a fuck.
Like,
He's awesome. Big, though, because Connor's a little... People also understand, that motherfucker's tiny. He's a little fighting Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, fucking... What is
You're
he?
Not gonna have me proper training.
He's like 140 pounds sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, when he's... He only... And he just... Everyone knows he roids up. He's gonna be in a new movie, by the way, with
what
Jake
movie?
Gyllenhaal.
What movie?
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
We support
House.
Jake Gyllenhaal, but... Not Conor McGregor, bro.
Yo,
don't
Jake...
Support remakes. See, that's, yeah, dude, now they're just remaking goddamn Roadhouse.
He's not
you know
bad
what?
Patrick
yeah,
Swayze, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
bringing it back
is,
to Swayze.
This is pretty well trodden ground, right? Trotted? Trodden?
Trodden, yeah.
Trodden.
Just misspeak, it's fine.
You said too much.
Yeah.
Is that the critique?
I just got some notes back.
Motherfuck the critics.
This motherfucker says too much.
Dude, is actually a really when I'm cutting this shit up, it's really nice when someone hits an because you're like, oh nice, that's a nice little pause there.
Gotcha. You gotta learn how to bleep, I think, is also thing.
I'm not bleeping.
You wouldn't
nothing.
Have to cut as much if you just got to bleeps, and I think bleeps are funnier.
But then everyone thinks we're saying like worse words than we are.
We probably are. So
you don't know that.
What's better, having them cut in weird angles or just bleeping it out and leave the viewer?
God damn it! We're like we didn't go.
One.
Yeah, we'll cut that shit out.
Said, fucking. You'd be hitting all the macros.
Want nutter butter?
Now he's got to eat some snacks. He needs some fuel. I'm good. I ate so much McDonald's before this.
Oh, dude. I was smelling McDonald's on the train over here today.
I'm fucking
and
crushed.
Some guy, he was just on a full-blown conversation speaking patois to his friends. And then there was this couple that showed up, and I believe they were on fentanyl. The girl seemed to be kind of like just trying to stand. Like, she was trying to stand. She was pacing back and forth. And I think, like, if she thought that she kept moving, then she wouldn't pass out. But her boyfriend really didn't get the memo on that.
Oh,
no. He looked awful. Like, he couldn't get out. He held up my train for 10 minutes trying to get. He was at the front of the car right by the door. The door kept going, beep,
she just nudged
beep,
him.
Beep. No, but people were kind of going, like, does he need help? Does he need help? And
of course.
He was just, and she was like, no, he's fine. He's just being dramatic.
Got him.
And
he's
I'm like,
so
I'm
dramatic.
Like, God.
When he does his shot of fat, he gets so fucking dramatic.
And well. Look
and
who
it
is.
And talk about horrible, like, cinematic timing. Because as soon as he's, like, shaking, like, just going, like, shaking on the door frame, holding the door open for the, like, the
he's
train.
He's about to lift off.
He, like, you see on this, you see right there in next to his you see right next to his fucking face as he's like just like holding his nose trying to like keep whatever it is up there and he just, and it goes and he just goes it just says an ad shows up and it goes 6 out of every 10 fentanyl laced pills causes a fatal overdose.
Oh no.
And I'm just like, man.
Well, he's hoping they're fentanyl laced because he's a vet. Telling me these pressed perks don't have fetty in it.
I don't know. I saw his I saw his white Air Force Ones. There was not a spackle of dust on them. This seemed like
he's
it was
man.
His very first time.
This is his first rodeo?
I think it was his very first rodeo because if you're doing fentanyl, like something tells
what,
me
you can't have Air Forces and fentanyl.
No, you can't
you
have
can't
crispy
be doing
Air
both.
Forces.
You
can't
have
crispy
crispy
Air
Forces.
Whatever you want, dude.
No,
right,
no.
You can't
like,
be doing fentanyl, have crispy ass shoes.
After you do
Oh, I know your ass wasn't doing fentanyl.
After you do fentanyl once,
I can tell by your shoes you got a fentanyl.
You got a fentanyl problem. Look at those dusty fucking shoes.
Dusty motherfucking Air Force.
It's true though.
All hunched over like the fucking.
just
dumb as hell.
You look dumb as hell.
But it made me really sad.
Some guy with nice shoes trying to be like, I fucking love fentanyl.
Why did it make you sad?
Yeah, one of our 9 listeners is just a fenthead. Who's like,
good, bro. Keep going. Prove me wrong.
It's like, hey, that's the next
clean, dude.
Keep them clean. Yo, fucking put on your best gear and just go fucking smoke fetty at Washington Square Park and stun on him for an hour.
Damn, he's clean.
Clean, bro. You'll get some traction. People will notice you. They'll be like, damn, that's the cleanest fentanyl I've ever seen.
That'll be the last time. That'll be the last time.
That'll be the last. Oh, no.
It'll be the last time they'll ever appear clean. Because, like, when you do something like that, you never want to do anything
that's
else.
That's a gross generalization about
it's disgusting
fentanyl people.
It's no, come on. I'm talking about the drug itself and its interaction
all
with
all my
your
boys
physiology.
Do fentanyl fresh as fuck. Facts.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
You would. Okay. Well, I got I saw someone. I was on the M train today, and there was this dude smoking fentanyl in the corner, and he was just fully on the train, of course. And the doors were closed. I was trying to get some of the secondhand fetishes. Just smells like burning plastic.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather the smell of, like, someone smoking crack next to me. Fentanyl smells way worse.
Crack does have a kind of floral nature.
Yeah, and this dude, it literally just smells like fucking burning chemicals. Not, like, either, like, the good chemical smell. Like, plasticky, like, hair on fire type smell. And then a large black woman gets on the train, and she has a huge button on that says "End White Supremacy." And she sits. There's no one else sitting. It's me on one side and some other guy playing on his phone. She sits down. This guy's in the corner of her seat. Just, of course, it's a white guy, too. So this is the white guy just crumpled over. Fetty, smoking fat still a little bit. The smell is still fresh. She just looks over at him. She just... and just look straight ahead. And I was just like, damn, how fucking victorious does this woman feel now?
Ass.
Just being like looking back at me, just like, you see what they're doing? You see what your people are up to right now?
This button works.
She's like, I just won the war right here.
That's your boy?
I was like, literally. I was like, dude, white supremacy just ended right now. It literally.
We did it.
You did it with that button, just seeing this picture.
She's putting that button behind glass tonight.
She's like, you'll never get it. I saw one white boy watching another white boy smoke fentanyl on the M train today, and he was giggling at it. And she was just like, you'd never believe. They're fucked up. She'd be like, they need help, I think.
Yeah.
Something went too far with them.
something about that race is off. Yeah.
Yeah, just like, she must be like, they're really struggling out there. They're just even laughing at their own fucking pity party.
Yeah.
Which I can detest. I was only giggling a little bit just because the audacity to be like coming into Delancey Essex stop, just being like, now's a good time to smoke this.
That's
a good, right as we were just outside and the doors were open, and then wait till they close. I'm trying to hotbox my fent right now. Major W to that woman who got to witness
Shout
that
out.
And then also on the train, this is the most funny thing ever. There, I was just like, I thought it was a different scene or a different person's feet before I fully looked up. There's like this little Abuelita woman, just like, they're probably like a little bit older than me, and her husband or boyfriend was like in the baby position.
That's
just
cool.
Like with his ass right to her thigh, and she was holding his legs and back.
Oh.
She was like holding his legs and back, and they were like cuddling on. Like, she was big spooning the fuck out of this guy.
Let's go.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's see it. Go, and people do not look too pleased, though. People
Why
just,
wouldn't people
like,
be too pleased? Mind your business.
Because they're taking up hella room.
You guys.
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Are you guys into being spooned? Are you guys into little spooning?
I kind of like it.
Yeah. Dude.
I kind of like
it. Put
it
on the record, dude.
I get on the record.
Let's spread some awareness,
dude. I'm a little.
If spooner. If you're a fella out there and you're curious about getting spooned yourself, go ahead, dude. Get spooned, man. It feels nice.
I think
if
it
a
feels
woman's
nice.
Bigger than me, that'd be great.
I feel like a lot of women are bigger than you.
They weigh more. Oh, fucking slam. Nah. If you're a woman taller than 5'9", 138, I mean, a lot. 5'9", 138 pounds. If you're more than, I mean, that's a lot. That's probably like 70% of women. Not the five. No, it's probably like 50% of women. Easy. No, that sounds bad. That makes me see. Okay. I love big women. Big women are great.
You gotta
get. That sounds like I'm hating.
On what?
Just being like, women are definitely bigger than 5'9", 138 pounds.
They probably are, dude.
For the most part, right?
I don't know how much people weigh.
See, but you're also confused by, like, New York is, it's a tall woman's dream over here.
Tall woman city.
It's a tall woman city, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta go to LA, and then you can be with the
short king season.
Yeah.
There's Amazonian women around here.
A lot of tall women.
No, they're just
a lot of tall.
Tall
guys, dude. A lot of tall guys. Just a lot of tall people.
A lot of tall wasps.
Why
are there so
many tall
people?
Just better genetics.
I think it's because it's the pick. I mean, that's the whole reason, like, New Yorkers aren't great themselves, but New York is great because of people flocking to it and putting on for it.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with people.
Yeah, I don't think, like, people from, like actual New Yorkers are tall. I think, like, I think the imports
are going,
tall.
If we're going in my neighborhood by actual New Yorkers, then I would be the tallest person.
That's That's true.
If we were to judge me into their same
we're just thinking about kind of like West Village people.
Oh.
Who are like, I don't know, of elite German stock.
Yeah. But that's just,
elite German stock,
I got
huh?
Ripped off.
No, yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, there's a.
Some Celtic, some Celtic genetics.
No,
isn't this shit does not help. Scottish people and Irish people, they're still like, I don't get it. How there can be some giant motherfuckers?
Well, they were giant,
but
back
then
in the day.
Yeah, but then there's just like, you just have the Ramblers. You got the super short people. There's no like middle ground.
No,
I want the middle ground. Someone hit us. Because I'm coming into the middle ground as a Scot, and it just, I don't look like any of them, because they're either like shorter than me and super potatoy, or they're just like weirdly tall, lanky with freckles.
Super potato.
When I was living in Ireland, when I lived in Dublin, I was like one of the taller dudes there. But when there were the taller dudes,
when
like they were like 6'5", 6'7" inches taller than me. And there was always one of them in the group. There was always one or two of them in the group.
You're either 5'6" or 6'6". That's
and they
like,
always happen to be the nicest people.
Yeah.
Like, they're going, like, I will not kill you. Like, I will not. It's almost like that good. Subconscious evolutionary thing.
Good, bro. You couldn't if you tried.
I could if I tried. Yeah, if I got off my SSRIs, right?
Don't stop taking those.
please keep taking your medication provided
not,
by your doctor.
Nope. What is it? Is it? No, it's like lithium.
Lexapro. Knock
okay,
it.
Well, don't take
Lexapro.
Wellbutrin,
that's a lie. Done.
Motrin?
Zoloft?
Stop it.
Zoloft? No.
Yo, if you got a poop, stop taking that Imodium.
Stop it.
Any medication is fake.
They're all. Stop putting them in you. Well, no, the SSRI ones actually are fake because there's no actual like proof.
What is an SSRI? Is it like a?
It's a mood stabilizer.
Yeah, but what is it? What's an actual name for one of them? I keep on hearing like the general terms.
Wellbutrin.
Oh, okay.
Zoloft.
Okay.
A Prozac.
Like all the ones I just said.
Like all those ones, but those aren't proven to help. Like there's no actual chemicals that they can prove in those that are stabilizing your mood. Unlike which you can with like a Valium or something. Like those have. Incredible chemical reactions with humans, but that's also why they're addictive.
Yeah. And what about lithium?
Lithium has other problems. Lithium's not an SSRI.
Yeah, but what does it do? Like,
it's
supposed
to be for like people with BPD and shit.
Yeah.
Big penis disorder.
Big penis. Yeah. It makes them feel comfortable going to the sauna.
My dick too big. I gotta take this lithium.
I'm going to try to be limp as possible when I go in the sauna, or else I'm going to be cool, mad and comfortable.
I cannot be slapping thigh going into the bathhouse.
Last night, I feel bad for those people out there.
With big penises, yeah.
Big penis disorder. Say it right, dude.
Did you see Drake's penis?
No. I have not.
Drake's penis is on the internet.
Drake looks like a penis. How about
Let's
that?
Let's go.
Yeah.
Got him.
Fucking slam Drake.
Slam
Who's
dunk.
Next?
Okay, next topic.
Well, next?
No, I want to get that. Like, wait.
Listeners,
have you seen
Drake's
have...
penis? Take a second. Look that up.
Yeah, let's look it up.
No, let's dude. Don't look it up. We're not getting into look it up. I don't think we should get into look
wait,
it up.
Wait,
because
you can't talk and come up with new thoughts while one person. It's not even like you're the one looking it up. Penis. Like, I would get it if he was looking it up and be like, all right, let's cut. But he's not the one looking it up. You can still talk. What you got? Nothing. That's what I thought, bro. Spiked the mic on that nothing, too.
Dang, you spiked that.
Banged it.
First thing that comes up is a duck penis.
Banged it.
Pretty sick.
Oh, this is crazy.
Man, ducks are packing.
Yeah.
Ducks are packing.
I'm like, fuck, wow.
Whatever.
Scanning some duck porn over there.
This is a slippery
slope. Do ducks fuck?
Yeah. Female ducks have decoy vaginas. Yes, they do.
Sneaky.
Yes, they do.
What are they up to?
Well, it's because they're like, nah, you ain't the mallard I want.
Okay.
so she hits him with the sneak, the between the thighs instead of in the hole. I like that. She's like, yeah, just make sure. Yeah, you're totally in.
Yeah.
And then she's
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Damn. I hit that shit right, dude. It's a fake vagina, that's real.
Yeah, they have decoy vaginas.
Matt, do you want to hear what a critic said about the podcast?
Sure.
They said, Matt has great facts.
Oh, that's sweet.
You've got great facts. They said Fraser is very funny. They said something kind about me. I was recalling the take on it, and both things said about you guys were super clear. And I think mine was just kind of like, man, you're also
kind of sucked.
You're
dude.
Also on it.
and Jake, you are there as well.
You saying words all the time, man.
You're also on the podcast.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You ever thought about replacing yourself on the podcast? Dude,
every fucking day.
Be like, Jake just complains about how sad he is and how the fucking world's built on, you know, the most decrepit grounds. Not the world, maybe just America.
Just America.
But, you know. And Jake also goes to therapy, bro. This is not a therapy session, I will say that.
I haven't been able to go to
therapy. You can cut that part.
But my therapist won't take my insurance anymore. I gotta try to find a new one now.
Oh, dude, if you use BetterHelp.
You use BetterHelp?
Yeah, it works.
It's good. Are we trying to get a sponsorship?
It's like $70 or something.
Oh, that's not bad. Listener, can you guess who's never really seen a therapist seriously when you hear this?
Yeah, dude, there's like so many podcast promo codes that you can use for BetterHelp, and it like ends up being like maybe $300 a month. Not so bad.
$300 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go on Grow Therapy. Grow Therapy. Each session of mine was like until my insurance didn't work. Each session was $45.
Yeah.
But I only went twice a month.
I should go every week.
I tried to go every week, but then they were like, "Nah, that's gonna be like $75 a session," and I was like, "I ain't that sick."
Yeah, just do BetterHelp and do it raw. It's like affordable as hell.
Some are sicker than others, and for $45 a week, I'm not that fucking sick, bro.
That's true.
Fair.
A skateboard deck a week.
I gotta grab a
crappy one.
I gotta get another one. Another
therapist.
Though.
I can be your therapist for $35 a week.
Ooh.
$10 off. Boom,
well,
right
well,
there.
What would you say?
He'll let you hit the non-decoy pussy.
I give all my clients fleshlights, and I just hold them for them.
It's occupational hazard therapy.
Yeah, that's your therapy. You come in, and I'm just holding a fleshlight, and you get to fuck it for 35 minutes and talk about yourself.
Yeah, damn, you're hitting that.
Yeah, dude. Oh, you're a little aggressive today. What's happening at home, man? Having a tough work day?
Tough work.
Fuck.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yo.
Keep it in there.
Whoa.
I'll put this thing up against the wall for you. I don't know. I feel safe.
Pushing you back.
Do you have
like a strong boxer? Like.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa.
I get in like huddle position. I just hold it like this. Oh, fucking crouch down. All right.
Do you have the big red plush sofa?
Me in like an unfinished basement, and I'm holding the Avatar fleshlight, and I just welcome you by, you know, a warm cupcake of Vaseline. I just dollop it on. Nice
and you
little,
just,
like. It looks nice. It's swirled at the top.
There's a space heater right next to you.
Yeah. Slap it in your hand, and I say, "How have you been this week?" And you just let it rip.
And you just let it rip for 35 minutes. Yeah. 35 minutes, you don't need it.
What happens if they like go under their time?
You talk to me and chill.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you can if you get a sex worker. And if you just want to talk to them, you can just pay to just be like, "All right, I'm going to come in like 2 minutes. And then I still got 45, so I'm just going to talk to you for the rest of the time." Mm. And that's like talking to me. I can just be like, "Yeah, fake enthused on all your woes." And just be like, "Oh,
damn, that's crazy.
Sounds terrible. That's crazy, bro.
Damn, that's crazy.
I got to clean this fleshlight out after you leave. I got a client coming in a little bit.
I got my 4:30 is about to come in.
But, No,
that's fine. Continue. Funny. I do think it is funny, but at the same time, I'm going, I do feel kind of like an asshole when I hear some of the things.
Oh, dude, you think I? Anyway, how bad I was on the last podcast?
Yeah, should we do like our individual sign outs and shit?
Anyway,
yo, shouts out to all the Fraser heads out there. If you like me more than any of these other guys on the podcast. Remember, Team Fraser, baby boy. If you fucking want Team Fraser to take this game over. We'll put 50 minutes of me in here, and then we'll do 10 minutes of Matt, and we'll just have Jake edit it. Thank you.
I'll take 10 minutes.
All right. Yeah.
Let's do our sign-offs.
That's pretty much what the people want.
Yeah, Jake, sign off first.
Yeah, Jake, get off the pod first. Yeah. let the stars shine. Jake, you go ahead and sign off, man. We'll cook this thing for a little bit longer.
Let Matt cook.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Same thing. Subscribe on Patreon as a means of subscribing to the magazine. As in, if you pick any of the paid options, you will be subscribed for the year.
I might send you a drawing.
Frazier might send you a mag.
I will. If the next 10 people who subscribe to being members, I'll send you a drawing and a little plastic baggie filled in my hair.
And let me tell you something. Frazier does have quite the mop on his head.
I got a lot of hair, and a lot of it needs to go out to listeners, so give us your money.
Give us your fucking money. Yeah, that's basically it. Maggie, what do you got?
What do I got? Okay, I want to give a shout out to Current Jam, 12 Winners Journal, Flora Fiction, and Hidden Peak Press for giving my work a home. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to shout out is that at the airing of this podcast or at this episode, 14,000 children in Gaza will be dead, and ceasefire now. And thirdly, I love you, Vanessa, my dear wife, and I can't wait to come see you at home.
Kind of a long outro.
We're coming at you, Israel. Quit that shit. Quit it.
Shout out.
You know what the fuck you're up to.
Thank you to the New York Times for your bravery during this time.
Thank you, all American politicians who are doing
shut up.
Such a great job supporting Israel right in these like dire times.
All
right.
That's basically it.
Here's the way to win.
All right. I love you all.
This motherfucker wearing like an ASIC solution shirt. That shit whack as fuck, bro.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Bye. Bye, Pecos.